The first part of this verse will be built around an A chord. And this A chord will be made up on the 5th fret. We'll take our first finger and hold down the bottom two strings, 5th fret, and then put your second finger on the 3rd string, 6th fret, and your third finger will be on the 4th string, 7th fret. Like that. Now to kick this off, we'll put this little lick in. To do this, take what you have right there in your hand and slide it down one fret. Now hit the 3rd string, and then slide it up the whole chord, and then give me the 2nd string. Like that. And then we're ready to kick into the... Okay, to do this, we're going to go 5 and 1, and then 4 with the thumb, then 6 and 1, and then 4 by itself. Like that. So from the beginning. Now the next measure. The next measure is still built around this A chord. It will sound like this. So that's 5 and 1 together, and then 4 and 2 together, then 6 and 3 together, and then 4 and 2 together, all built around this A chord. So from the beginning we have... Now the next chord is going to be a D chord. And the way we're going to get this is we're going to lay our third finger all the way across the 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and even the 1st strings of the 7th fret. But our first finger will be on the 5th string, 5th fret. Once that chord is in place, we'll hit 5 and 2 together, then 4 by itself, then move your first finger up to grab the 6th string, 5th fret, and we'll hit that along with the 2nd string, and then the 4th string by itself. So once you get this D chord, here's what you'll have. Like that. So from the top. There's the D. Then go back to our A chord again that we just used two measures earlier. And we're going to go 5 and 2 together. And then 4 and then 6 and 1. And then the thumb is going to come down to get the 4th string again. But we're going to add our little finger onto the 1st string, 7th fret. So this measure right after the D chord will sound like this. So from the top, now the next measure is going to do two measures. Let me do those two measures again. Okay, to do this, keep the A chord that we have, and we're going to have to stretch our little finger out so that it picks up the 1st string, 9th fret. So you have the A chord that we've already built earlier. All we're doing is adding the little finger to the 1st string, 9th fret. It's quite a stretch, but that's the best way to get this. Once you're there, you'll give me 5 and 1, and then 4 by itself, then 6 and 1, and then 4 and 1 together. And the next measure, we do 5 and 1 again, with the little finger still out there. And then when our thumb goes to the 6th string, bring your little finger down to the 1st string, 7th fret. Hit those together, then take the little finger off, and give me the 1st and 4th strings together. Your 1st string, though, should be part of that 1st finger bar that's holding down the 5th fret of the bottom two strings. So let me play these two measures with the little finger stretched out. Like that. So from the top...